Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. I tell you, I am stoked. Today is chapter 19 of Tom Hopp's book. This has been the greatest 3 weeks, I think, that we have ever done on a book. Timeout, Winning Strategies for Playing a Bigger Game of Life. If you're just picking up this last one, you can go to TomHopp.com. You can pick up a copy. Tell Tom that we sent you over there. He's got some great things that he's doing for people. Now, tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow we're going to do a synopsis of this whole book. I'm going to go back through all 19 chapters. We're going to discuss just little tidbits of the most important ones and really give people a bird's-eye view of what this book was about. But today, it's the rewards and the riches of winning the game of life. And, you know, it just blew me away this morning as I'm sitting here and I'm thinking back through my 3 weeks with this book, because it's like it has been truly a tweaking. It's kind of like going to a chiropractor and having them just tweak those little places, hitting those pressure points. I told Tom yesterday, I said, this is just amazing to me. But he starts this chapter out with a very, every chapter starts out. I think he studies and puts the most impactful words in that first chapter. But listen to this right here. When you start playing a bigger game in life, the game of infinite possibilities and no boundaries, you will undoubtedly have the extraordinary life you've always dreamed of having. You will have the life you've always wanted, the life you deserve, and that is the whole point of this book. When operating from responsibility and setting your intention clearly for the life you want, you will capture the dream stars. You will have an extraordinary life. It cannot be any other way. Let me share a little something with you. Over the weekend, I had two beautiful young girls, one 13, one 14. And they said, we would like to raise money for a little town of Albertville, Alabama, because the tornadoes hit there a couple weeks ago, then the floods have come through and just devastated this little town. The pictures of houses and the schools and everything devastated. They said, Dad, we'd like to raise about $250. So Cassie, my daughter, and her best friend, Emmy Metcalf, they put together a little letter. They said, Dad, can you put it up on the website? I said, sure. That I'll even shoot a little video. They had this dream of $250 and being able to go up there and give $250 to people in need. And because they didn't set expectations publicly, they just had this little goal. Between Saturday and yesterday, they raised over $2,300. Two little teenage girls that are living the life that Tom talks about. They don't have limitations. They haven't set, you know, a fixed anything. What they said was, we want to help other people. One of the things that Tom talks about in the rewards and riches is giving. Not giving just of money, but giving of time, of energy. I wish, folks, we could capture yesterday the excitement when these two girls realized how much money was there and how many people they were going to be able to help. They've got these plans down, and as I read through this chapter, I thought, man, this is what it's about. Tom hit it on the head. Listen to this. This is so perfect for this. When you're about giving, being of service, and operating from compassion, you will be the inspiration and the light for your family, your community, state, country, and for all mankind. Excuse me. You'll be able to change what you see. That will be an abundant life. You will have the abundance in your relationships, health, finances, and your higher power. Abundance in joy, peace, and happiness. The abundance will come in every aspect. When I looked at this, I read this second paragraph, and I literally thought of those two young girls. I looked over at Facebook at the comments that people left, and then, folks, I watched this video go viral, and people that never knew these girls started leaving them comments, started saying, thank you, girls, for reaching out. You realize that without even knowing it, and I'm a firm believer in this, start changing your life as a parent, and it will permeate through your kids. And I give my wife and Emmy's wife, Sandy Metcalf, credit for teaching their girls to have such big hearts to help other people. But as I watched this go, I thought, man, what a cool thing to be able to see that you can use what Tom writes in this book, and it passes way beyond the understanding of mankind. But when you talk about the law of attraction in its purest sense, one small video attracted the hearts of other people who have the same hearts of Cassie and Emmy, and the rewards and the riches that some people are going to get right when they need it. It's going to be so beautiful next week. The girls are going to be taking some pictures while they're up there. They're going to be doing some wild things, and they're going to have some great time too, but they're so excited about being able to go in and work with the community. It's gosh, guys, it's great. You know, and then I got to the third little paragraph here. It says, the relationships you will have will be deeper and richer. They will be more meaningful, more powerful. The relationship that you have with yourself will be empowering, wiser, filled with self-esteem and self-respect. The championship plays that you operate your life from will be effective and conscious. Life will be abundant because you choose consciously the plays that effectively move your life forward. Your relationships with your friends and your family will sparkle. And I thought about that, and I thought about a post that I did. A post on a small company. I say small, they're a multi-million-dollar company, but a lot of people don't even realize they're in existence, called Life Force International. And the reason I thought about them when I wrote this is because it says the relationships you will be deeper and richer. Wayne Hillman, who launched that company with his wife 25 years ago, launched it out of an epic love story. His wife, Jerry, was having chronic pains in her 30s. He wanted to find an answer, and one day started looking at the sea, at the natural grasses, and the next thing you know, after numerous testing formulations, he created a product that within 90 days has taken his wife's pain away, and for the rest of her life, she's had no pain. He went on to create this company with her, and literally hundreds of thousands of people have benefited because of a relationship, an unconditional love that he had for his wife. I thought, man, if this doesn't kick butt, I don't know what it is. Then I got down to the next. I mean, this whole last chapter is like freaking me out, because it's like, wow, this is like Tom has been looking over my shoulder. It says, in business, working in partnership with others will be the utmost important. Staff, coworkers, and colleagues will be following your leadership from commitment, not compliance. You will notice that business comes to you through your concentrated efforts, and that with momentum, all your dreams are achievable. In lieu of just goal setting, you will also be goal setting. Your mindset with prospects and clients will always be a win-win. The word struggle will be banished from your vocabulary. I thought, man, what a great deal that was. And I thought of the people that I'm in partnership with today, guys like Jimmy Gilhouse, Tom Chenault, Tom Hopp, you know, guys like Robert Paglinari that we just did his book. I look at all the relationships in business and I think, wow, Tom really is right here. When your focus is outward, when you're focused in helping others, when you're focused in mentoring, it's amazing. In the last 60, 72 hours, I guess now, I've had leaders throughout the network marketing wireless industry call and talk to me, trying to figure out how they can work. And they know that they can do that because I'm not connected with their industry. I want to see the distributors win. And when you have a win-win and you're looking for a win-win solution, it's amazing what will happen. Tom was so right on that. And I get to this paragraph. I mean, I tell you guys, you got to buy this book. Listen to this. Your health in body, mind, and spirit will be clear and purposeful. You will feel stronger and find your deeper purpose, your big why. You will notice that every problem, there will be an infinite solution. The word problem will be a lost word in your vocabulary, and I don't use that, I use situation. And being on purpose will serve you, and when you feel obstacles or challenges are presented, You will operate from the power of inner truth. You will have control over your emotions. And finally, you will be moving forward, attracting to you all that you've ever dreamed. And I'll tell you who I thought of when I read that. My friend, my business partner, Jim Gilhouse. Yesterday after the radio show, he called me on the phone, and he's got this, I mean, this is a heartfelt, undying passion to put on one of the most unique and self-lifting, powerful business, personal development, playful conferences that's ever been held within the network marketing profession. And as he started sharing, and he started telling me who he wanted to get to be speakers and all this, it was more than just, hey, I want to do this. All of a sudden, I realized, man, this dude is getting his mind, body, and spirit totally focused. This boy is really locking in and honing in, just like one of those radar mechanisms that they wear when he's flying those choppers. And I'm thinking, this dude's got laser focus. He's in. And I went and I met with my physician, my chiropractor, and my accountability partner here in town, and he started talking about how when you get your mind, body, and spirit in order, how much more you can do, how physically and mentally and spiritually in tune you are. And I thought, man, this is too much. I'm seeing it in action with Gilhouse. I'm hearing my physician talk about it as he cracks my back and makes me better. I'm thinking, I wish I could just do a whole – I wish Tom had more books. I tell you what, I would drop everything else. We'd be doing Hop's books all the time. Listen to this next one. This was powerful here. Your financial struggles will cease. No more paycheck to paycheck months, you'll find yourself able to reach into your pocket and buy something without looking at the price. Wow. You will be in the habit of tithing, of saving, on a disciplined tithing and saving strategy. You will live within your means, not from a place of scarcity or lack, but from a place of financial responsibility. I remember one of my mentors with Art Williams, Rusty Crossland. And Rusty used to talk all the time, man, if you just pay your tithes, you pay yourself first, you put the money in the bank, sky's the limit. Rusty was one of the founding regional vice presidents of the old A.L. Williams Company, what we know as Primerica today. I watched him go from $7,000 to $8,000 a year as a basketball coach at a high school, becoming a multimillionaire, giving of his time, of his energy, money. He would bring people to Destin, because this is where he lived at the time, and he'd bring them into his office down here, not because he was building an organization, but because he wanted to mentor them. Folks, that's what this is all about. It's about being able to do the things that you talk about. It's about discipline in your life in every area. And I get so stoked when you see this. Listen to this. You will be abundant in your finances, and business opportunities will abound. You will no longer worry about money. Although you will appreciate what money can do for you and others, money will flow to and from you freely and frequently without having any energy to it. You will no longer attach your worth to the amount of money. This is so important. One of the things that pisses me off in network marketing is that everybody wants to attach their self-worth around the money and the toys, around the lifestyle, instead of the life change that I've seen happen. I get this, and I'm going to get on a soapbox, and Jim's going to have to stop me, but listen, I get so ticked off when I hear these cock-picking people say 95% of people fail in network marketing. And I'll tell you what, I've never seen it. Matter of fact, I would challenge that to say that 95% of people that ever walk through the company of a network marketing compensation plan were a success. Because somewhere along the line, they grew personally. They found out who they were. They either found out network marketing and direct sales was great for them, or that they needed to go out and do better in their career. And because of what they learned in this great profession, they were able to achieve higher things in their own life, in their own careers. And I believe that Tom says that right here in this book. when you actually read what this is about, and you read the stories of network marketers and his mentors across the globe, you start to realize it isn't about money, it's not about toys, it's not about where you live. It's literally about what happens inside of you. And when you're willing to take one action step, one small thing, a young girl comes to me and says, "Daddy, will you put this on a website?" And $2,000 later, 100% of the money raised going to victims of a natural disaster. That is life change at every level that you can look at. That's what gets me excited. Tom goes on and says, "Your spiritual beliefs, your faith, and your connection to your higher power will also be congruent and stronger than ever before. Your conviction and knowingness will be one and the same. In your heart, you will be at a peace, joy, and happiness will always be present. You will feel fulfilled." Listen, when I started this book 3 weeks ago, a little over 3 weeks ago, we were right in the middle of preparing for a court battle that will take place next week, as we prepare to get custody of our baby granddaughter. As I've read through this book, I've realized things that I had to do, things I needed to change. I realized that I, as a husband, I, as a Marine, I, as a blue-blooded Southern American boy, was ready to kick somebody's butt. Through this book, I realized I needed to let go of this, and in my case, let God handle it. Do everything that could be done and walk into that court and make sure that in my heart, everything that I said and everything I do was not to hurt somebody else, but was to be in the best interest of that baby girl, whatever that might be. Folks, I'm telling you, the stuff that Tom talks about in this book, if you've gone through all 18 chapters before this, if you have done the work, the homework parts after every chapter, unless you are just a robot, you should have seen some type of change in your life. As I read through each of these paragraphs, I realized, wow. I got to this next one, and I just sat here for a second. It says, if you look at the people in your life who you believe to be wealthy, healthy, and wise in body, mind, and spirit, I bet they had an abundance mindset most of their life. Their belief system is probably a result of years of practicing the championship plays that support their greatness. I read that, and I went back and I read an email that I got from Rod Smith, Broncos NFL superstar. And I went over and I looked at a bunch of stuff that I'd written about him, and then I went back and I looked at his email. And then I went back and I read this. And one of the things that Rod wrote me, he said, "Troy, I just want people to know I'm who I really am. I'm not somebody they think I am. I'm not this, you know, my name isn't what's making me rich and famous. It's me as a person." And I thought, you know what? Ever since he grew up in little backwooded side of Texarkana, on the poor side of town, what made him great, what made him an athlete beyond athletes, what's made him a phenomenal businessman is what this paragraph said. It's because inside of him, he had that spirit of, I can do this. I can be somebody. I can succeed at this. It doesn't matter if I went to a podunk college nobody's ever heard of. It doesn't matter if I didn't even make the NFL draft. I'm going to play for the Cowboys. Not only did he play, but he spent his whole 14-year career with one franchise. The better he got, the more he was worth, the more people courted him, the more he wanted to go, and he could have gone, but he stayed with the one who signed him. Then I look at network marketing today, and I think how many people, they let their ego get out of check. They believe their propaganda. They get a scarcity mindset, and they jump to another company because somebody says, "You're a free agent, let me write you a check." It's all about them. It's not about the other people. so proud to know Rod Smith, not because he's some famous rich man, but because I've looked underneath and I've got to know him as a coach. And I know what he believes in. I know where he's at. And I'm telling you, folks, this is the cool thing about Tom's book. When I started looking at the men and women in my life, I realized, man, we are all alike. We want to help other people. We want to help our family. We want to succeed. We want to lift people up. When you surround yourself with people of like-minded values, the sky is the doggone limit of where you can go. That's the key to what we're looking at today. Tom goes on and writes, this is great. When you are blessed by the rewards and riches of your success, you will have much to be grateful for. Gratitude is an abundant mindset. Gratitude is an attitude of thankfulness. Thankfulness to be alive, thankful for your family, thankful for your health, thankful for you fill in the blank. I'm thankful that on April, I don't know what day it was, but it was April of 2009. Jim Gilhouse met me at Panera Bread in Destin, Florida. Said, I want to share an idea. And that idea has branched into two radio shows, numerous websites, conversations with some of the greatest people that we know, book authors that we have been able to help uplift. It's amazing how when just two guys got together, the cool part is we wouldn't have got together if it hadn't have been for the catalyst of Tom Chenault saying, you two need to hook up, man. There's something here. There could be a synergy here. You don't see Jimmy and I writing a book and studying it on a radio show. We purposely go out
not
of our
yet.
Way to find. Not yet. Well, that's a good point. You know, we look. Screw me up. That will be today. That will be a day that I will look forward to when I can pick up a Jim Gilhouse book and say, folks, we're going to do this for the next 3 weeks. God, Jimmy, I'm on a roll. I'm so
well. You've already given me a number of ideas, Troy, as far as titles and everything else. And there's so much that can be done. You know, the other day we were talking about, you know, the formation of a charitable organization and a number of other things. You know, we talked about putting together the event. We, you know, there's things that the good Lord has seen fit to put in our vision and the connections that we've made with the authors that we've talked about. And you know, I've watched you grow personally as you've dove into these different books that you've done training around. I can sense the level of excitement when you get a hold of one of these that is just, you know, how long was it? At least a week, 10 days, you know, that you were into Tom Hopp's book, you know, before I had a copy of it myself. And yeah, your excitement level was just over the top. It's kind of the same as when we were doing the one on Twitter Power, and you know, I kept talking about it and everything. And you know, when you finally got your hands on it, folks, the point that I'm making right now, instead of beating around the bush, I'm going to come right out and say it. Go to Tom Hopp's website, order yourself a copy of the book. You know, go to the tab that says special offers, tomhopp.com/special offers. See if there's anybody on that page that's, you know, involved with charitable work that you want to give credit to for the book. Tom will donate $5 from the sale of the book to those charities. I was on the phone last night with Tom, and you're not going to find a man that walks his talk any better than Tom Hopp does. It's an honor to be associated with this man. He is truly an exemplary person when you take in the five laws of stratospheric success that come from the book The Go-Giver. He epitomizes literally all of these five laws. He's genuine. He is a very giving person. And when you do the kinds of things that he does. You invest the kind of energy that Troy does in connecting with the authors of the books that Troy's done all this training on. You can't help but grow personally, and it just exudes positivity from every fiber of your being. Troy, that's one of the reasons why the girls were able to do what they were able to do. It's because of the role model and the mentoring that you set for them. Don't sell yourself short on that. It's, I believe, without exception, that you played a significant role in causing that to happen, because they see who you are as a person, and they want to emulate that. Don't sell that. Don't sell yourself short on that, buddy.
I truly thank you for those words, and I agree. I definitely think their mom may have had something more to do with it in the early days, but I thoroughly agree with what you're saying, Jimmy, and that's the key here. When people understand that it's an extension, you know, it comes off of what kids see us do, not just our own kids, but kids from across the way. All of a sudden, it's like, wow, you know, this is it. And when you mention Tom, and you mention the fact that he walks his walk and he talks his talk, folks, let me tell you something. Behind every man, beside every man, there's a woman. There's somebody that they go to, somebody that they cling to, somebody that they throw things off of constantly. And Tom Hopp has that in a woman named Melissa Williams. And I've gotten to know Melissa from a distance. I've not got to talk to her live yet. First, I learned about her through Tom, and he said, Troy, I want you to meet the woman of my life. And he shared with me what she's up to and what she does. And I tell you, it blew my mind, because if you go over to her website, yourdreamingplace.com, you talk about a woman that can help you. Now, I know a lot of women listen to our shows, and sometimes, you know, we talk about sports, we talk about war, we talk about military stuff, and you guys are probably thinking, man, you guys have got way too much of that inside of you. Listen to me. You go over to Melissa's website. She has such a driving passion to help women. And I see now why Tom and her have been blessed with each other in their life. And Jimmy, you know how I love Paige. I know how you love your lovely bride. I see what Tommy loves his wife. And I look at all this and I think, wow, you know, this is what it's about right here. I look at the fact that right now your baby girl's over there in Germany and you're over here and you guys are Skyping and you've got the time limits and all that. And I think, wow, Tom's girl's from Australia, you know, crying out loud. That's got to be crazy. And then I see the love and the passion that's there. And it's like, man, this right here is what life is about. And folks, you'll change if you're in a relationship and it sucks. You know, you're a wife and you're thinking, man, my husband doesn't support me. You're a husband and you think, man, my wife doesn't care. I'm telling you, you go get Tom's book. You start changing. You start doing your part. You're going to see your relationship, you're going to see your businesses, you're going to see everything in your life start to slowly change. Folks, I did that. Tomorrow, we're going to go into, not detail, but we're going to hit every chapter, and I'm going to share with you what has happened into my life through this book. And each chapter, I'm going to share what changed, what I saw in myself, what I needed to change, what's happened to my family, what's happened to my business, what's happened to just every aspect. Because it's not Tom Hopp. He's not a guru. He's a man that sits down in the bathroom, reads the paper, got to put his pants on one step at a time, even every now and then wears a T-shirt instead of these fancy suits. He's just a normal guy. But God gave him a talent to be able to write in a common language that can help you. Go to tomhopp.com/special offer. Grab a copy of this book. I challenge you to join Tom's monthly mentoring. It's like $37 a month or something like that. It's like, hey, just do it. Folks, be back here tomorrow. Final word on Tom Hopp's book, Time Out. Have a fantastic day. Bye now.
God bless, everybody.
God bless. God bless.